We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, valuable viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, Acelera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativá 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrera, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tipiracua Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIATSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Cameroon Siat Kumba. In Mongolia in Khod Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altea Cable TV. In Erenet City, Channel 26 on Ta Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatursi Ling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In the Han Uls Province, Channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System, Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company, In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Andahan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunbond Company. In Sanchen City in Gunhab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandahop City, Channel 12 on Kahol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Gaoshan County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Taiyi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCC-ATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yongcheng Township on Paikang Cable TV.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a $2.4 million US United Nations program assists West African organic farmers. In healthy living news, a British think tank calls for a 5% increase in cigarette taxes. In animal news, whale watching flourishes in Mexico. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 23rd, acclaimed Peruvian author Mr. Garcilaso de la Vega, also known as the Inca, is remembered. Born in Cusco, Peru in 1539 to an Incan princess mother and Spanish father, the young Garcilaso grew up speaking both Quechua and Spanish. Mr. de la Vega's books, which present a detailed portrayal of Incan life, are considered to have both great literary and historical value. The Royal Commentaries of the Incas, published in 1609, is recognized as his masterpiece. The General History of Peru and the Florida of the Inca are two of his other noted works. His writings, which have been described as having a profound sense of humanism, are still very much admired today. May we gain more insight into the vibrant and harmonious indigenous cultures of past and present through illuminated authors such as Mr. Garcilaso de la Vega.
Flying news. Floods submerge areas of eastern Indian city. Heavy rains and cyclonic storms since Sunday, April 18th, have caused flooding in Assam state city of Guwahati, displacing at least 50,000 people in Lakhimpur district. At least 50 villages have been affected as the Brahmaputra River tributary, the Singora, flooded, causing residents to flee to raised platforms and railway tracks. The National Disaster Response Force, or NDRF, has been rescuing some of the stranded by boat as areas of the city were submerged in waist-deep water with drainage systems blocked by mud.
A district official reported that work was being done to reinforce the river's embankment as well as distribute essentials and other commodities to the flood affected. National Disaster Response Force Assistant Commander Anil Chauhan assured of his team's ready aid, saying, "Trouble for people might increase in case the weather changes. In that case, the NDRF is ever ready to give any kind of possible assistance to the stranded families. We thank the National Disaster Response Force personnel and all other officials for your swift and meaningful help. Our prayers for the smooth resuming of the storm-affected residents' lives, as such events are eased through our striving for more considerate care of one another and the environment."
U.S. Dust Devil injures students. On the morning of April 21st, Makaha Elementary School students of Wa'ena'e in Honolulu County, Hawaii, preparing for a sports activity, were struck by an unusually strong dust devil. School principal Lynn Okamura said that 25 students were present when the wind suddenly increased and two smaller dust devils were observed joining into one powerful funnel that was strong enough to lift several students and other objects into the air. Paramedics arrived soon after to treat the injured for cuts, bruises, and one concussion. None of the children were hospitalized, and most returned home with their parents. "We are relieved to hear that all students escaped this frightening encounter without major injuries. May the suffering of such disturbingly intense weather events subside as calm prevails through humanity's benevolent ways."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
And marhaba.
Jordan's Queen launches Madrasati Palestine. Presiding at the opening ceremony in East Jerusalem, Israel, Her Majesty Queen Rania officially launched Madrasati, or My School Palestine, an initiative to renovate schools and improve education in the area. With funding from private donors, plans for the program include upgrading existing schools, expanding classrooms, and training teachers with the necessary skills to provide high-quality education. Highlighting the situation's urgency for young people, Her Majesty stated, "Political solutions and negotiations take time that the children of Jerusalem just can't afford. We launch Madrasati Palestine from Jordan today for the sake of Jerusalem's children, its future, and our hope. We will work without rest from this day forward. Heaven bless Your Majesty and Jordan for this gift to Palestinian youths. Wishing Madrasati Palestine every success in bringing the joy of learning and fulfillment to this and many future generations."
English President shares message of peace and Islam. In an interview with the globally broadcast Russian television network RT, President Yunusbek Yevkurov of Russia's Republic of Ingushetia addressed the importance of encouraging youth participation in education, work, and volunteer efforts, saying that as the youths become more fully engaged and understand that society needs them, their involvement in unfavorable activities will naturally diminish. The president went on to say, "So I would like to tell everyone who is listening to me right now that Islam has nothing to do with these evil deeds, and those who commit these acts will never have peace in heaven, never, because you cannot kill in the name of Allah. You need to do good in the name of Allah. Your Excellency, we are touched by your care for the well-being of youths and your message regarding the pure religion of Islam. Blessed be such wise leadership in yielding a constructive, ever-progressing world society."
Eco-friendly veg restaurant premieres in New York, USA. As the first in an international eco-friendly eatery chain, Otarian's opening in New York City was attended by celebrities including Hollywood actress Mary-Kate Olsen, as well as Mark Indelicato and Vanessa Williams. Conceived by Indian billionaire and environmentalist Radhika Oswal, Otarian's menu displays the carbon footprint for each item, which includes vegetarian and vegan items such as burgers, flatbreads, curries, pasta dishes, soups, salads, and desserts. Built from sustainable materials, the restaurant avoids air-shipped ingredients and practices recycling and composting whenever possible. Ms. Oswald said, "Vegetarianism is the most sustainable and environmentally conscious way of eating and being. With Otarian, I hope to show that food can be delicious and good for the planet." Bravo, Ms. Radhika Oswal and Veg Eatery Otarian. We look forward to the day when compassionate and delectable plant-based options are enjoyed by people worldwide.
Vegetarianism in Religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kshitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kshitigarbha Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Ukrainian and Russian scientists awarded Global Energy Prize. Dr. Boris Patton, director of the Ukrainian Academy of Sciences, and Professor Alexander Leontiev of the Moscow State Technical University have been recognized for their contributions to energy and ecology in being conferred the Global Energy Prize. Dr. Patton, who is the author of over 1,500 patents, has conducted extensive work in the area of pipe welding methods, which have helped provide reliable power for millions of people, while physicist Professor Leontiev's accomplishments in thermal gas exchange have been widely implemented in industrial power installations. The Global Energy Prize is accompanied by a cash award of $1 million, which will be shared between the laureates. Our respectful congratulations, Dr. Patton and Professor Leontiev, on your deserved recognition. May your talented contributions continue in helping ensure the safety and ease with which people's energy needs are met.
Save our planet. Volcanic ash obstructing Europe linked to global warming. Scientists state that the ash plume, which recently covered much of Europe, paralyzing air traffic and stranding tens of thousands of passengers, was made worse by unusual wind patterns stemming from climate change. According to Drs. Christoph Kasu and Eric Guiardi of the European Centre for Research and Advanced Training in Scientific Computation in Toulouse, France, normally prevailing western winds that would have kept Europe's airspace clear were blocked by a type of high-pressure weather system that is aggravated by global warming. Meanwhile, volcanologists are concerned that Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano may erupt again. They warn that neighboring volcano Katla could also become active as well. In the 17th and 19th centuries, Katla not only erupted soon after Eyjafjallajökull, its ash plumes were at least 100 times larger. Drs. Kasu, Guiardi and associates, this cautionary news is indeed a reminder of the vulnerability of our planetary home. Let us all turn toward sustainable and compassionate lifestyles that avert further disaster and protect our precious Earth.
Save our planet. Bolivian Conference recognizes the rights of Mother Earth. Initiated by Bolivian President Evo Morales, the gathering, described by some as a people summit that has also been welcomed by United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, has also brought together more than 130 countries this week in Cochabamba.
Many of the participants represented the world's indigenous communities who contribute to traditional values of sustainability and respect for nature, even as they are often the first to be afflicted by global warming. Supreme Master Television's correspondent shares an update on the summit's collaborative efforts, which culminated in a final document to be submitted to the United Nations Climate Change Conference leaders for the November 2010 meeting.
Day 3 of the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth. 17 different work groups have formed their conclusions. These groups, ranging on topics such as action strategies and agriculture and food policy, were open to all who came, and everyone was welcome to voice their concerns. Now, these conclusions will be compiled into a final document. Panels that convened today focused on the rights of Mother Earth and how communities can enact legislation that will recognize and protect those rights.
And work with them to draft and adopt a law which, as one of the very first communities in the United States, recognize the legally enforceable and inalienable rights of nature within Blaine Township.
Scientists and community leaders continue to point to livestock as the primary cause of our environmental crisis.
Creo que es una de las actividades que más problemas causan a medida de que produce una gran cantidad de gases de efecto invernadero y además obliga a destinar grandes extensiones de tierra para poder tener la gran cantidad de carne que demanda el mercado mundial.
In a press conference, Bolivian President Evo Morales said that Mother Earth's rights are of the utmost importance and humanity's interests are fundamentally tied to those of the planet.
Que aquí hay algo profundo. Quien nos da la vida es la Madre Tierra. Por eso se dice Madre Tierra. Ahora es más importante defender los derechos de la Madre Tierra que defender los derechos humanos. Defendiendo los derechos de la Madre Tierra, defendemos fundamentalmente los derechos humanos.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members passed out over 1,000 delicious vegan sandwiches to conference attendees.
Los animales también tienen derechos. Son seres vivos al igual que nosotros. Y también, bueno, estaría de acuerdo porque eso de alguna manera alargaría nuestro tiempo de vida, ¿no? Llevaríamos un tipo de vida mucho más sano.
Representatives of the world's peoples, international organizations, and government leaders come together for a dialogue and lead the world into a new age of unity between Mother Earth, known here as Pachamama, and the people who rest in her arms. From Cochabamba, Bolivia, this is Supreme Master Television.
Our appreciation, all leaders and delegations contributing to this fruitful conference. We pray that the swift and wise actions recommended by this forum will include the most Mother Earth-friendly remedy to climate change, that is, an organic vegan food policy.
In an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Qinghai once more urged for more eco-conscious lifestyles, referring to indigenous environmental wisdom.
The land is part of the great being we call Mother Earth, which in a higher sense belongs to God. In fact, many religious beliefs describe the role of the human as the steward or caretakers of the planet. For example, in the Native American tradition, there is a saying, we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children. Because of the critical state of the planet, if we don't act quickly, there may be nothing left at all for us to even want to protect. At that time, it might be too late. The most important first step is to stop buying and eating meat, fish, eggs, dairy, and any animal products. For you and for your family's sake, for the natural resource's sake, and to plant the seeds for a better agriculture system for everyone. In this way, everyone will prosper and enjoy a long and thriving life.
Save Our Planet, British broadcaster and naturalist Sir David Attenborough, famed for his presentation of acclaimed BBC nature programs, traveled to both the South and North Poles to record Frozen Planet, highlighting the impact of climate change in the regions and set to air on BBC One in 2011.
Save Our Planet. Due to smoke density and hazardous health implications, Forestry Tasmania in Australia issues an immediate and unprecedented statewide ban on all forest burn-offs, advising residents to take respiratory precautions in affected areas.
Save Our Planet, with nearly one-third of native plant species in the U.S. Northeast having vanished due to extinction over the past 200 years, scientists report that spring is now arriving some 10 days earlier, further jeopardizing the survival of plants and animals alike.
Save Our Planet. With support of the NGO Compassion in World Farming, the City Council of Cape Town, South Africa, unanimously votes to endorse one meat-free day a week for health benefits and reducing climate change.
Hello there, I'm Rigo the Red Deer, and this is my son Dindi.
Hi everyone, Dad and I both love our vegan diet.
Today we have a tip on bird watching.
To help figure out which type of bird you're looking at, it's good to have a field guide.
Your local library may have one you can borrow.
Right, Dad. Now quietly observe your feathered friend for as long as you can.
Try to appreciate all the details, such as color, unique spots, and size.
Also, what type of song he or she is singing.
You may even want to sketch our avian friend.
Then research in your field guide to see if you can determine the species.
It's a fun way to enjoy nature and admire our wonderful co-inhabitants in your area.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather. Thank you.
In humanitarian news, a $2.4 million United Nations program assists West African organic farming. The German-supported UN Food and Agriculture Organization project has benefited Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Ghana, Senegal, and Sierra Leone. Almost 5,000 farmers have been helped to gain the necessary certification and requirements to grow and sell organic produce. Through this endeavor, the agricultural workers have been able to improve their income and living conditions. For example, in Ghana, after receiving organic certification, approximately 30 small-scale pineapple farmers were able to sell 160 metric tons rather than the previous 29 metric tons. The project has also created new jobs and influenced other farmers to switch to organic methods. Our earnest thankfulness and God bless you, United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization and Germany, for your dedicated commitment to sustainable practices. May more and more farmers and individuals take bountiful and earth-saving organic paths.
In healthy living news, a British think tank calls for a 5% increase in cigarette taxes. According to a study by London-based Policy Exchange, the annual cost to the United Kingdom for healthcare and other expenses that are a result of smoking is over $20 billion. This far exceeds the tax revenue on tobacco of over $15 billion. Therefore, the educational charity has advocated a 5% rise on cigarette taxes as well as increases in the next 5 years until the total cost to society is met. Our sincere appreciation, Policy Exchange, for so clearly showing the monetary costs of this debilitating habit. May we soon see a smoke-free world with all people enjoying life-enhancing ways. Up next on Noteworthy News, whale watching is gaining popularity in Mexico. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Please stay tuned for more joy-inspiring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for a healthful world. In animal news, eager visitors come to see the whales in Mexico. Every year, Pacific gray whales migrate from Alaska and Canada to the warm lagoons of Baja California off northwest Mexico to breed and nurse their calves. The gentle mammals are drawing eager tourists to see them during the approximate 3-month whale watching season. Protected since 1947, local tourism companies are working with scientists and ecologists to ensure the gentle cetaceans are not disturbed. Our heartfelt gratitude all those involved in safeguarding our loving whale co-inhabitants. May heaven protect these magnificent beings to flourish and grace our shared oceans for eons to come.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day entitled Visitor, told in Shanghainese, a dialect spoken in China.
Yin Wei Xiao Jia, Di Ye Tang Qi Mei Guo Wu Deng Deng Da Qu Ba Xiang, Yi Xiang Yao Kui Yao Kui Guo Wei Da Wu, Ku Xian Yi Xing Le Dou, Su Yi Yi Jiu Xiang Jing Cheng Meng Lu, Jing Gui Gang, Le Ge Ge Gong Chu Lie De Deng De Shi Ao Gong Chu, Jiu Wei Da Long Dao Yi Mi, Yi Gen Jing Gui Dao Jia Er, Jing Gui Jiu Ke Chu Zhe Le。三个钟头后，金龟回到相同的地方，而搿位小姐还辣盖公车里头等车，金龟就无处问伊。三个钟头前，侬讲要到国会大厦，我告诉侬辣盖搿搭等54号公车，侬为啥现在还辣盖等车？小姐回答：金龟，勿要担心，54号快到了，45号公车刚刚开脱。
And now for our viewers' heartline about animal testing, part of the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
Stop animal testing now. Don't people realize this is wrong? Sammy from the United States.
The poor babies. How can people be so horrible? Katerina from United Kingdom.
I'm going to do everything to stop it. Viewer from Canada.
Compassionate viewers, thank you for your heartfelt comments. We totally agree. It is more than time to put an end to these cruel practices on innocent beings. Any company that engages in animal testing can be contacted and urged to stop. In addition, the vegan lifestyle is a fundamental way we can show care
for our lovely friends. May God bless all beings to lives of safety and happiness with all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the radiance of heaven accompany you on life's sacred journey.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a meeting with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, Armenian President Serge Sarkisyan conveys his gratitude for Russia's supportive loan financing and the launching of a research and innovation center in Yerevan.
As the first person of Turkish origin ever to fulfill the role, Germany appoints Aygül Özkan as Minister of Social Affairs for the northern state of Lower Saxony.
Representatives from South Africa and Mexico convene at the first meeting of the Binational Commission in Mexico, where they express support for one another's advancements and agree to further cooperation in trade, science, technology, arts, and culture.
The Union of Arab Doctors Relief and Emergency Committee delivers 72,000 liters of industrial diesel to provide necessary fuel to hospitals in Gaza, Palestine.
With tests showing confirmed E. coli contamination, officials in California, USA extend a recall of ground beef to more than 71 stores in California, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, and Washington to safeguard public health.
The Guimet Museum of Asian Art in Paris, France is exhibiting 200 pieces of pre-Islamic art, a collection from the ancient Pakistani kingdom of Gandhara that contains some of the earliest representations of the Buddha.
Norway donates 253,000 euros to the Chinese Red Cross to assist in the recovery of quake-stricken residents in Qinghai Province, China.
Conveying his concern for the country's journalists, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych affirms his intentions for an open government that supports freedom of press and protects the rights of media members.
The state government of Rajasthan, India, is providing agricultural subsidies to help small farmers affected by a persistent two-year drought.
As part of the U.S.-based Clinton Global Initiative, former President Bill Clinton hosts 1,300 students selected from among 4,000 applicants interested in social change to encourage their plans for international humanitarian work.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.